The oil and gas industry, government agencies, and scientists are meeting this week in Anchorage to talk about Arctic oil and gas development. A wide range of issues is being discussed, everything from spill response to ice tracking to wildlife changes. It is well known that over the past decade, the sea ice has been melting back to record levels. But what is less well known is how to track some of the large and dangerous pieces of ice that have been breaking loose. APRN's Steve Heimel tells us more.
They're huge, they're unstoppable, and they extend so deep into the water that they dig up the ocean floor. They are ice islands broken off from glaciers and ice shelves in the far north of Canada's Ellesmere Island. University of Manitoba researcher David Babb has been tracking them as part of a multi-year study by the Canadian government, native groups, and the oil industry.
These ice islands pose a huge potential to any development in the Arctic and are of particular interest to any development company.
They are a hazard because an ice island's sheer mass is such that any oil and gas drilling effort in its path would simply have to disconnect and get out of its way. Detecting and tracking them is a developing science, though if you're actually on the scene, it's not all that hard to spot one from an aircraft.
They stand out quite a bit from the surrounding sea ice because they have a gray gravel-covered surface. The gravel on these ice islands can be as small as pebbles, but we've also encountered rocks the size of small cars on top of these ice islands.
Ice islands get caught up with the rest of the sea ice, and they drift in much the same way, but they don't melt away for years. And while sea ice might be 12 feet thick or so, an ice island is more than 10 times that thick, and can be miles across.
Not only spatially, they're, you know, a couple kilometers across by another couple kilometers, but in terms of thickness, these ice islands can reach 50, 60 meters depth within the water column.
And that kind of depth could easily damage a subsea pipeline. Researchers have been coming across ice islands for many years, but when the Canadian research effort in the Beaufort Sea just past the Alaska border undertook a systematic survey, they discovered they're not all that uncommon in that part of the Arctic Ocean.
They're large, but they're not big enough to be spotted by satellite. So we came across them during our surveys. Last summer, I believe we saw about 10 to 15 of these ice island features.
The research team put radio tracking tags on all the ice islands they found, but they do break up and the pieces move apart. Efforts will continue to find a remote sensing technology that can detect them. It could be that ice islands would help provide an explanation for why this summer's satellite images showed no ice in the walrus habitat of Hannah Shoal in the Chukchi Sea, but nobody told the walruses, who somehow still had ice there for their pupping and foraging all summer. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.